6 months ago, I stood at this very podium for my prebha. Things were different. People were sitting in different places. Some were watching at home. Big camera in my face. I would say it feels like yesterday, but it really doesn't feel like yesterday. It feels like 6 months ago. I'm sure for a Begaler, it's felt like 6 years. So incredibly, incredibly grateful to be here. We have already received so many warm welcomes. Some lukewarm, I'm joking. All warm welcomes. We're so, so appreciative for what we've received so far. And we're so excited for those we continue to meet. And we know we owe it to the community. I speak on behalf of my wife and myself to give our very best, to give our very best to the shul. And part of giving our very best is sharing with you some of my favorite ideas. And that's why, as I hope to have this slot Thursday nights, I want to share with you my favorite Sefer, the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch written in the 1200s by? Anyone know? No one knows? Sorry, it wasn't a question. No one knows, because it's written anonymously. We don't really know who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch in the 1200s. But it is a reorganization of the Rambam's count of the Taryag Mitzvos. He organizes it by Parsha, and he has a very nice, beautiful, succinct, that's the most important thing. He has an overview about the laws of each mitzvah, and also he has a shorash ha-mitzvah, reason for a mitzvah. Tamei ha-mitzvah is something some people try to stay away from, but he has tamei ha-mitzvahs, reasons for mitzvahs, things to get us excited and better connect with the mitzvahs that we do every single day. Now, it's organized by parsha, and that means that some parshios may not have a mitzvah in it. We'll go based on the parsha of the week, and if there's not a mitzvah, we'll have to figure out what to do. Parshas Bamidbar has no mitzvahs. So we're going to have to figure out now, what are we going to do when there's no mitzvah? But there's always some sort of connection. The Torah is so replete with halachos, drashos, chazal, learn out. Even if a particular mitzvah isn't officially sourced in a particular parsha, there's always something to talk about. For example, in this week's parsha, Parshas Bamidbar, there is a mention of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. When the firstborns were exchanged for the Levium, the Pasuk writes about the mitzvah of redeeming firstborn children, firstborn sons. And the Sefer HaChinuch discusses this in Parshas Korach, as well as earlier in Parshas Bo, Mitzvah 18. He discusses the idea of redeeming firstborns and what it's all about. In his second reason, I'll leave the first one a mystery, in the second reason he explains is part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering all the things that happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, which is very much in line with how our Parsha and in Parshas Bo, the context of the mitzvah certainly implies it's related to remembering the Exodus. And there the Sefer HaChinuch writes, when we have a mitzvah, when we have an idea, it's meant to teach us something. And if there are so many mitzvahs, we have matzah, we have the Yisr Chametz, and we have Karban Pesach, and we have Marah, and we have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we have Tefillin, and we have the firstborn kosher animal, and the firstborn donkey, and breaking the neck. There are so many mitzvahs connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says, because the more important an idea, the more important it is for us to connect to it. And there he has his famous line. In Mitzvah Tazayin, he has what is perhaps the most famous line in the Sefer HaChinuch. Someone has to know this one. Achare ha-pa'ulos nimshachim ha-levavos. What he calls adam nifal kafi pulosa. The person is influenced according to their actions. Often we feel like, I'll do something when I feel like it. I'll help someone. I'll give charity. I'll learn Torah when I feel like it. When I feel inspired, then I'll do it. And he takes the opposite approach. He says, you want to feel like it? You want to be inspired? Then do it. It's the actions that we do that actually ignite within us a passion, a sense of reality, a sense of bringing mitzvos down to the concrete, literal way we live our lives that actually is so impactful. That's why mitzvos like Pidyon HaBen, among many others, are all about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, retelling the story, reliving the story as a way to inculcate within ourselves these values. The Chinuch's idea, Achrei HaPe'ulos, Timshachem HaLevavos, that action is the way to influence our character, our thoughts and feelings, is an idea used over the generations to explain many important ideas in a really practical way, how we can actually become better people, how we can enact change. Mesilas Yesharim, for example, writes in the topic of Zerizas, he writes about running to shul. You don't feel like coming to shul? You don't live next door like some people? You don't feel like going to shul? So run to shul! I don't feel like running to shul. Run to shul, maybe you'll feel like running to shul. I don't feel like davening. Daven! Get involved. Do something. Be in it. And you'll see, if you're in it, you win it. The Rambam, before the Sefer HaChinuch, writes in a commentary on Pirkei Avos, given a choice between giving $1,000 to one poor person or giving $1 to 1,000 poor people, what do you think is better? What do you think is better? Is giving $1 to 1,000 people? Now, from a charity perspective, it doesn't make so much sense. Great, you didn't help 1,000 people. Congratulations. But from a character perspective, 1,000 acts of giving is 1,000 acts of character building. The actions that we do build character, make us more kind, more generous people. Rabbi Shaul Salanter, there's no time for the story right now, but there is a story about him getting over a grudge by befriending and being kind to the person who offended him. The idea is you want to become a better person. You want to become more kind. You want to become more enthused about mitzvos. You want to become a kinder, more generous person. It's hard to target the thoughts. It's hard to target our feelings. But action is very concrete. We can do even when we don't feel. And by doing, we are able to feel. Along this great list of gedolim, a famous gadol once said, "It's not who I am underneath that defines me, but what I do that defines me." Who said that? Batman? No? Where's the Bekias? Batman, right? It's not who I am underneath, but what I do that defines me. The actions that we do define who we become. Of course, he got it. Christian Bale got it from the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch was way ahead of his time. It wasn't until the 1960s, 70s, really the 80s, when psychology took a turn in this direction. Away from, well, not away, but an alternate method of therapy, away from laying on the couch and going back into someone's history for months and months at a time. Behavioral work was born. Behavioral work is just taking a goal of a person and saying, how can we achieve this goal? And what concrete steps can we take today to become a kinder, better person by changing our actions, by changing the things that we do, has the greatest possibility of changing how we think eventually. Sefer HaChinuch writes all about that on Mitzvah Tazayin. He writes all about this idea, for good and for bad, a person who thinks I can remain a good person and do things on the side, embezzle here, embezzle there, steal something here, steal something there. No one will ever notice, no one will ever care. I'm still a good person at heart. It's what you do that defines you. And eventually that, what psychologists call cognitive dissonance, will catch up with you. And what psychologists have found is that people don't typically change their actions to match their values. They usually change their values to match what they're already doing. So if we can change what we do, we can change what we believe. We can change how we live our lives in that way. And that is how everyone's favorite rabbi, Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha, after Rabbi Galler. Rabbi Galler, and then Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha, who said, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos, not finished yet, 1 second. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. God wanted to give us a great zechus. What did he do? Lefichach, hir b'lam Torah mitzvos. That's a zechus. Can we call it a burden? Like, come on. Give us like 11 mitzvos. That would be like 10. Top 10. 10 commandments. Give us 10, 613 mitzvos. It's a lot of mitzvos. But that's what changes us. So many mitzvos, so many actions gives us the opportunity to become better people. Shenamar Adonai Chafetz Aman Tzukoya Gil Tarav Yadir.